ass Republicans. Your information's jumbling. The USA is crumbling. Y'all sit back and dumb as shit. The masturbation, the home invasion.
Yeah, New Zealand is crumbling as well. Sounds like, I have my guest, Vinny Eastwood, on the line. If you'd like to call in, I want you to dial. We're going to be taking calls as we go. I'm going to be speaking more with Vinny Eastwood as to what he's doing out there, his contribution he's making to his society in New Zealand. And obviously, he's reaching the United States. He's on AM radio, coast to coast as well, through AFR. But I want you to call in to 1-800-313-9443 if you want to speak to if you want to speak to Vinny Eastwood. Now, you'll note that he's talking the same exact political system, the same exact mainstream type media system in New Zealand, the same bankster globalism, John Key, his prime sinister, as he calls him. Teflon John, they call him. The smiling assassin, I'm looking at Vinny's site here, the prime sinister. Known associates, Bank of America, the Federal Reserve, wanted for participating in collapsing the global economy, selling state assets, giving CIS and police draconian power, lying to the public, fraudulent derivatives, right? If you've ever heard that before.
Derivatives.
And I'm going to bring back to the show, the Peace Antilles Show, Mr. Vincent Eastwood. Vinny Eastwood, welcome back.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Matt. I was just outside for a second there.
Don't even sweat it.
You understand that all these people that wind up having the... They all come from the same cabal, right? Name me a country, right? You're talking about the New World Order. Name me a country that's exempt. There is no Luxembourg. There's no escaping this. They're already everywhere.
Do you think the world is split in half, though? Do you think that, countries like New Zealand, the UK... I mean, I believe right now the world is split 50-50 between the so-called free market capitalists that want to force tyranny down our throats, and then the other side will call them... Oh, shoot, I can't even call the other sides communists, because I think that they're trying to impose communism on us. Communism, socialism, Nazism, all combined on our side of the planet. But I think we're split in two. The world is.
We're not split in two. We're simply in between the two pincer movements of fascism and communism. Fascism is a right-wing communism. That's why they call it National Socialism. And communism is left-wing socialism. It amounts to the same thing. Corporations either take over the state or the state takes over the corporations. End result is the same. Prince Charles is the head of an international organization that has a number of non-government organizations under its belt that has the goal of, quote-unquote, encouraging government and business to work together. Fascism. And it's all over the place. It's unavoidable. So with that as a remark, let's say there ain't no escape from it. What then? What do you do when you don't escape? What do you do when your fight or flight mechanism prohibits flight? You've got to fight. You know, this is your country we're talking about. These are your peoples. This is the lives of your grandchildren. Those who are yet to even be born will be born into a tyranny that they cannot smell or see or taste or touch, and totally encapsulated in every direction. And you're going to sit back and watch it on CNN. No, thank you.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Stay right there. We're going to do another break. When we come back, Vinny, I want you to tell us if you guys have the equivalent of the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA camps. We have FEMA camps here. Essentially, the fight or flight will basically get you, if you run right into a rail car, they'll take you to an encampment. If you want food, water, and shelter. So you tell us about your police state out there in New Zealand when we come back after this break. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined by Vinny Eastwood from New Zealand. You don't want to go away. We'll be back right after this message.
A revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com.
Are you over your head in debt and not sure what to do? Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out debt? Stop harassing phone calls, even stop foreclosure or repossession? Well, the answer is yes. Pick up the phone right now and call the bankruptcy hotline at the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. With 17 years experience as a practicing attorney, Craig knows how to get the creditors off your back and get you peace of mind. Most people don't realize that bankruptcy is a great alternative by immediately stopping collection calls, allowing you to keep your home, eliminate all of your debt, and give you a fresh start. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation at 800-281-2286 and learn how bankruptcy could help you. So stop wondering what to do with your debt and call us at 800-281-2286. 800-281-2286. Not all will qualify. The law offices of Craig Zimmerman is federally designated as a debt relief agency. Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana, California. Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out your credit card debt? Stop harassing telephone calls? Even stop foreclosure and repossession? I'm talking about Chapter 7 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. Federal bankruptcy laws were designed to get the creditors off your back and give you a fresh start. Imagine waking up one morning without stressing about debt. It's true, and it could be you. Call right now at 800-281-2286 to see if you qualify for this powerful debt relief program. We're the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig has been a practicing attorney for 17 years and has an A+ Better Business rating. We know how to make the law work for you to give you a fresh start. We provide a free initial confidential consultation. Don't spend another day wondering what to do about your debt. Call 800-281-2286. The consultation is free and so is your phone call. You have nothing to lose but your debt, so call now at 800-281-2286. That's 800-281-2286. Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana.
Vinny Eastwood. Vinny, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Listen, I'm very, very intrigued, not only by the similarities between the United States and New Zealand. Now, you're covering the same exact issues in alternative media out there, and obviously it's very applicable here in the U.S., but tell us, I sense that you guys are further advanced. You could probably give us some advanced warning as to what we can expect to have happen here in the U.S. Do you have like the equivalent of Department of Homeland Security out there? Do you have FEMA camps? And tell us about how your country has unraveled your I guess the equivalent of your constitution.
Okay, multi-parted question. So there has been a couple of YouTube videos that have come out from New Zealand activists alleging FEMA camps. There's one apparently down in Wellington, the capital of New Zealand, that is a former bus depot that has barbed wire around it, electrified fences, and it's across the road from the police dog training academy, which is also right next door to a local New Zealand military base. In terms of the Department of Homeland Security, we haven't got a department like that as such. However, there have been a lot of amalgamations that have been happening between government departments. They want to create what's known as a super agency, where one agency will have all the dossiers on everybody to do with your work situation or for collecting food grants or whatever, all of the monetary support networks are becoming digitized. So instead of paying with cash, you now have a community services card where you pay with that only, and it's only got a certain amount on it. So they can track and manage your spending, and it prohibits you from buying cigarettes or alcohol or things with that nature. We have had the equivalent of the Patriot Act called the Search and Surveillance Bill, which gives SIS, State Intelligence Service, you know, big sis for for short. They've been given the ability to dig this, Pete. They can waltz into your house, install cameras everywhere, tap your phone, check all your mail for 3 days secretly without so much as having been asking for a warrant. And if they don't find anything, if you ever in future receive documents or anything like that that they were looking for, like even if it's a couple of years later, they can prosecute you for receiving stuff in the future. And no judge's warrant. And then they can just pack up all their gear or whatever and then just walk out and never have to even tell a judge that they did it in the first place if they didn't find anything.
Holy cow. And this has been done to people.
On October the 8th or something like that back in 2007, there's a thing in New Zealand, big stoush called the terror raids. Now, animal rights activists, political activists, Māori, native activists, and activists from all walks of life, essentially, were all simultaneously raided on the exact same day. Busted in 4 o'clock in the morning with M4 carbines, laser sights on these people who were the previous day painting in their garage next to their rundown house in small town New Zealand with their grandchildren. And if they had a knock on their door, they would have said, oh, okay, yep, sweet as, I'll come down to the station, I'll talk to you and whatever. Bust into everybody's house, held them for ages, no trials, no juries, no nothing. And the it happened in, get this, 18 other countries, the exact same day, the exact same type of raids, the exact same type of activists in 18 countries, including New Zealand. Coincidence or coordination?
And this happened this past October?
No, this happened like in 2008 or something.
Oh, 2008. Mm-hmm. But even still, that's in our relatively recent past. That is stunning. I've never heard of such a thing.
And then we had a Mrs. Judge Winkleman presiding over this case, right, where they had these 9 guys arrested in the terror raids. And this is just in one town. They didn't. The rest of the people who got busted, they'd never made it into the media at all. And she ruled, Judge Winkleman did, that 7 out of the 9 warrants issued to arrest these 9 activists were illegal. And then she sealed the judgment and prevented the media from reporting that 7 out of the 9 warrants issued were freaking illegal. Except my friend Vince Seymour from KiwisFirst.com. He's an American, came over here, had his business interest shafted by a couple of the New Zealand cabal insiders over here, right? He reported it, and they threw him in jail. They held a trial in his absence while he was in the States on business, knowing that he wouldn't be able to come there and defend himself. And then when he landed, they took him straight to jail, held him in a single cell by himself with only a cardboard box for a toilet for 3 weeks.
Wow. Unbelievable.
These are my friends. These people who have been busted, you know, I've had all these people on my show, and they tell me these things, and there's no resistance that I have to that kind of pain. I feel it very intensely and simply wish for it to stop. And you can't make something that's happening to everybody stop unless everybody knows that it's going on. And when I was listening to Alex Jones back in the day, that is what occurred to me. There is no equivalent in New Zealand, no alternative media in New Zealand at all. And in 5 short years, coming from nothing, you can have a look at any other alternative media in New Zealand, and most of them are now my friends. This is how I've become so big so quickly, is you stand on the shoulders of giants and you hold hands with those you cannot stand on, and you bring them up with you. You've got to work together to create a better world, not just stomp on everybody with your ideal of saving humanity and willing to crush anybody on your way to the top. So I don't work that way. I never have. I've always wanted to do right by people and right by myself. And the best part about it is I have no boss. I never have to deal with douchebags that I don't want to talk to. Somebody comes at me angry, upset, or whatever, and I don't even know this person from a bar of soap. Sorry, mate. I've got other things that are much better to do. I've got better things to spend my time on. Don't you think? There's how many billion people? 7 billion people on this planet? Yeah. Why do people keep trying to associate with others who don't inspire them, teach them anything, or encourage them forward through life? It's because I don't think they've got an option. I found out that I did, and I took advantage of it. Extreme advantage. You just go out and you find all these people who are your idols, who you love and have grown from, and you try and meet them, and you try and help them with whatever they need help with. Soon enough, you become a better person for it, because it's not all about me.
Benny, let me ask you something. What is your what's your big picture goal in this business? Obviously, you've come a long way in 5 years. You're very well known. I mean, you're globally making a name for yourself. But what's your goal in alternative media? What impact do you want to have? What's your big picture?
You know how a lot of people want to wake people up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I could care less if people wake up. What I'm interested in is those who are already awakened, who might want to go back to sleep for fear that the nightmare that they see is the only thing there is. I'm here to show you the lighter side of genocide, that just because you're being exterminated doesn't mean you can't have a few laughs. That's all I want to do. That's all I want to be. Just want to be kind of like this sort of counseling figure who listens to both sides, who people can come to when they're distressed and distraught. And, oh, God, the new world order is going to take my babies. They're going to force vaccinators in the FEMA camps. They're going to take my popcorn and ass butts, eh? When you're in that kind of situation, that's when you need a bro, to come on over and just say, hey, man, listen, it's all good, man, it's all good. Like I had one of my listeners on the after show chat, right, and his flatmate freaking out, absolutely freaking out. Why? Because some dude in Texas had been pulled over and refused to give a DNA sample. And instead of saying, okay, what's your constitutional right to refuse a DNA sample on your way, sir? They grabbed him, chucked him in the back of a police car. And then when he was back in the cells, he still refused to give a DNA sample. So they shoved a swab down the shaft of his penis in order to get one by force. True story. Mainstream media. And my listener's flatmate, freaking out, you know, I can hear it in his voice. Oh, God! Oh, my God, they're going to shove a swab down my knob! And I was just like, okay, reality check. Quickly! Check your pinches. Okay, now, is there anything in there? Anything that shouldn't be there, is there anything in there? He goes, no, there's nothing shoved down the shaft of my knob. Okay, hey, then it's all right.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, Benny, stay
right there, okay? We're gonna take another break here. We come back. I want to talk more about what you're doing, what you've been doing in alternative media, what you plan to do in the future here. Tell us more about your show, who you've been interviewing, who you want to talk to in the future, and I want to give you this opportunity to speak to my audience and talk about your philosophy on collaborating here in alternative media. We need to do that because we're small mom and pop shops with no budgets, just trying to make it happen out there. And ladies and gentlemen, I've enjoyed this great interview. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
At checkout. That's www.futuresmokes.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to talk to Vinny Eastwood, you can call us at 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you want to speak directly to Vinny Eastwood, he's an approachable guy, great guy to talk to. And, you know, Vinny, I'm going to be very honest with you. I have really thanked my lucky stars that I met you and your producer Mitch. And when I first met you guys, I went through your website. I looked at all of the interviews that you've conducted. I've listened to your interviews. Very, very smooth style, very calming effect that you have in very chaotic times. And I'm so glad that you were willing to come on my show. But I've got a lot of admiration for everything you've done up to this point. Done a lot in alternative media. I want to congratulate you. And thanks for coming to the Pete Santilli Show.
Well, thank you. Yes, I know. I'm pretty wonderful. So, you know, the people that I've interviewed, here's the featured interviews of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. David Icke, George Norrie, Foster Gamble, Heinrich Palmgren, Red Ice Radio, Lindsay Williams, Jordan Maxwell, Benjamin Fulford, Tila Tequila, Andrew Bashago, Bernie Mendez, Nancy Duterte, John A. Rush, Jan Irvin, Dr. Janet Hull, Rosa Corey, Anthony Peake, James Corbett, Robert Menard, Cliff High, Sean David Morton, Sherrod Richard Mack, Catherine Albrecht, Sidney Ross Singer, Ian Wishart, Janet and Stuart Swerdlow, Len Horowitz, Sherry Kane, G. Edward Griffin, Webster Tarpley, Bob Chapman, Steve Quayle, Rick Simpson, John Truman Wolf, Paul Connor, Dr. Rima Labo, Anthony J. Hilder, Michael Shaw, Jason Burmes, Reverend Ted Pike, Loren Murray, Stan Deo, Kerry Cassidy, Jarrah White from the Tamaiti, Cindy Sheehan, Richard Souter, Michael Murphy, Calvin Elf, Dr. Tim Ball, George Heminger, Dr. Muriel Watts, Pam Killeen, Debbie Morgan, Bill Turner, Jason Kerrison, Jonathan Alanoff, Bob Melamed, Leon Skeely, Chris Van Ryn, James Burns, Wayne Levick, Rosalind Peterson, Grace Hayden, Blair Anderson, Maria Bradshaw, and Ben Vigen. Now, you may not know many of those names. And
well, at the bottom of your list is Pete Santilli, too, right?
Oh, I haven't put the Pete Santilli thing up there. In fact, I bloody well should have. It was the same thing with Teela Tequila. I forgot to put her on the featured interviews page when I do my copying over kind of thing. So I'll put you up there tomorrow, bro.
I'll proudly stay within the ranks of Teela Tequila. Absolutely. I'm a Teela Tequila supporter.
Yeah.
You know, let me ask you, Vinny, who was your favorite? And I do, before I let you go, I want to talk to you about the Teela Tequila interview and what your opinion is on her struggles she has. But who was your favorite interview?
You know, out of so many, it's really hard. I mean, the one that kind of blew my mind the most would be Cliff High and the Webbot project. The one where I learned a lot about myself as a man and who I am and my potential, even psychically, would be Nancy Duterte. And I guess they're all really good in their own way. And there was this one time when I was kind of like, you know, sometimes you've got a day off, a very rare day off, but for some reason you want to keep working and listen to some of the other radio shows and stuff like that and see what other people are talking about. So you tune through and it's like first one is fear, death, destruction, alternative media. Next one is away with the fairies, new agey. Oh, it doesn't matter when 2012 comes. We're all going to turn into shape-shifting, aura sensing space lizards. And it was just going on and on and on like this. There was nothing happy. There was nothing funny. There was nothing ridiculously mind-boggling about it or whatever. So I just went into the ad-free archives of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com because the vast majority of my interviews, I'm doing more listening than talking, and I just started listening to them. And I couldn't listen to anybody else for maybe like 5 minutes or something, and before I know it, I'd listened to six whole episodes. And I was like, whoa, I really, really do enjoy my show so much, in fact, that it's almost the only show I really want to listen to these days. Because it's the only one my show's the only one I've ever found that leaves me feeling happy and elated at the end of it rather than thinking, oh my God, that's the news for today. We're so screwed again, same as yesterday. And I don't want to bag everybody else with this, but how many truth of comedy shows are really out there? Can you name one?
Shows?
Yeah, my show's more of a comedy show than an informative one, I found. Well, it's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, but I don't know. Like, that was something that I found, is you've got to find out what isn't there and insert yourself into that niche. Like, I recognized that I was my jovial, cavalier attitude, though it may be, it's actually really freaking hilarious. And there's few times when you listen to Patriot Talk Radio where we're talking about the New World Order and stuff that's going to kill us, where you're laughing your ass off.
That's right. Listen, Vinny, would you like to take some calls? I have a couple callers holding. Will you take some calls after the break?
Yeah.
All right, love calls. Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back from the break, we have a couple of callers for Vinny Eastwood. I'm sure you've enjoyed hearing Vinny. He is and has been a powerhouse in alternative media. I wanted to bring him to the Pete Santilli Show to share him with our listeners here on the Pete Santilli Show. As I've always said, we have a very tight-knit community of like-minded individuals who are selfless We have to collaborate here at the bottom of the food chain and in alternative media with our low budgets. We'll be right back, right after this message.
Donning to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com. Hi, folks. Pete Santilli here. As a prominent social media personality on Facebook and Twitter since they were first launched, I participated in one-dimensional discussions with literally hundreds of thousands of followers. When I first set up my SecondLife.com account about a year ago, I entered a whole new magical world that brought my social media activity to life. Second Life is much more than just a 3D game or a social media platform. It'll bring your online persona to life in one of the most beautiful virtual reality simulators on the internet. It's free, and besides, it's the best way to listen to the Pete Santilli Show. You can interact with me live as I broadcast daily from the Overthrow Bunker studio. To get your free account, go to any one of our episodes and click on the Second Life banner. Once you're in, we'll give you the grand tour of our newly built Camp FEMA, the very first educational tool of its kind anywhere in the world. For a limited time, if you sign up for a new SecondLife.com account, will give you a priceless welcome package. SecondLife.com. Join now, tune in, and connect with your friends at the Pete Santilli Show.
Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000? Well, it happens to the best of us. Just ask Charlie.
I was a pro NFL player, defensive back. Yes, I did get a letter from the IRS.
It's a scary thing, even for a big man like Charlie.
Well, man, when you see those dreaded letters, capital IRS, $60,000, man, you almost dropped to your knees. You know, they were trying to levy my accounts, garnish me, real bad situation.
Charlie found out about the law offices of Craig Zimmerman.
I heard their commercial on the radio. I said, well, hey, let me give them a call. It was like talking to my brother, talking to a great friend. I called Craig Zimmerman, and they put a stop to it.
You'll love the way they do business.
Like we say in the NFL, they never drop the ball. They did a great job for me.
You may be able to significantly reduce your tax debt. Call the law offices of Craig Zimmerman and get your game plan. 800-638-0727.
Craig Zimmerman, they threw a touchdown for me.
Call now and find out how much you can save. 800-638-0727. 800-638-0727.
And now, broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at FEMA Region 9, is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Absolutely perfect. If we come back with this music, because I'm going to tell you, I've adopted this band, Vinnie Eastwood. It's a band called No Messiah, and they're out of Canada, and they're revolutionaries. They play great music. I've loved their music. They've agreed to use or allow me to use their music on the show, and it just so happens that I have links from No Messiah on line one. Links.
Links, are you there?
Links.
Yes, I'm there.
On line
How's
one.
How's it going, bro?
Sweet.
Lynx, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, we can hear you perfect now. What's up? Oh, welcome back to the
perfect.
Pete Santilli Show.
I listened to Pete on the Vinny Show there last Friday, and now I'm listening to Vinny on the Pete Show. I think you guys are great together, actually. But I got a question for you, Vinny. I'm from B.C., Canada, and B.C. is a lot like New Zealand in a lot of ways, but it sounds like you guys are a little bit further along the globalist agenda. But I was wondering if you think that maybe these Commonwealth countries, maybe part of what we have in common here is the Queen, and that's why it's so easy as a testing ground, like you're saying.
In New Zealand, the Queen has a number of reserve powers. For instance, state intelligence services, SIS, which is our equivalent of the NSA, spies on every single member of parliament, every single one of them. The dossiers on everybody. The Queen has tabs on everything that goes on there. And there's been a couple of our parliamentarians from the Green Party and so on and so forth who have come out and speaking publicly about the fact that they've got SIS agents coming into their office when they're not there, rifling through papers, tapping their phones, this sort of thing. They thought that they were coming into the government so that they could do the right thing by the people. Sorry, the Queen's messengers have other ideas. And she can dissolve Parliament with an act, just like that.
That's the same in Canada. It's unbelievable. I was wondering also, do you find that, because around here people tend to think that the Queen doesn't actually have any power, although she has a lot of power. Do you find that that's the same in New Zealand, that people think that she's just a figurehead that happens to own everything and be on our money, but that doesn't have any power?
Yeah. I had a look at the Canadian $20 bill. It's got the Canadian Parliament and the Canadian natives on it, and it's got $20 and it's got a picture of the Queen. The New Zealand $20 bill has the New Zealand Parliament on it, a New Zealand native hawk, and the Queen's face on it. And people think that they're totally independent countries. They're not under the rule of some hereditary dictator who just basically once upon a time ruthlessly crushed all opposition and then proclaimed themselves king. And then for all their forebears ever since just ruthlessly crushed anybody else. So people that started to be born actually were born being told that this is the king, this is the queen. This isn't the bloodline of a bunch of ruthless psychopaths that once overthrew all ounce of freedom. No, no, no. These are the respectable queens and kings. These are the nobility.
Yeah, that's great, Vinny. You know it. Right on, brother. Well, that's all I had to ask for you today.
Hey, Lynx, thanks for calling in, man. Well, I'm sure we'll be speaking to you. I have Anthony on line two. Is that correct? From Massachusetts.
It's anonymous.
From Massachusetts. What's going on, Anthony?
Nothing, dude. It's anonymous. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, anonymous? Welcome to the Pete Santilli
Not
Show.
Not much. Yeah, no, I heard your shout out last night. I had to work, didn't get to catch the show until after work, but I heard that. I appreciate that totally. But I don't per se have a question. I just wanted to call in and say hi. I haven't been able to listen the past couple nights, but I've heard Vinny a little bit, and oh, so I listened to a show because I heard you guys the other night. It was an interesting show.
It was a great show. I like Vinny so much. I wanted to bring him to the show to introduce him to all of our listeners. So really selflessly, we're and I think he shares the same exact selfless feeling about and he used the term collaboration during our show to collaborate and to really bring our communities together because we have a bunch of like-minded individuals that listen to alternative media topics, and they listen to the host that Vinny's bringing on and the topics that we cover here on the Pete Santilli Show. Why not? Why wouldn't I want to introduce Vinny to my listeners as well? But
why not get thousands and thousands of more people all together into a big community that we should be in already?
That's exactly right.
Figure all this junk out and just do it. Get it done with.
Is this big myth? There's this big myth that we're all in this together and there's a big truth movement. Everybody's holding hands and singing Kumbaya. Behind the scenes there's something totally different, man. But in my experience, all you do is you just make a lie real by embodying the lie itself. Like, for example, a really great hand-holding truth movement and everybody getting along real well, I embody that lie by getting along real well and holding hands with heaps of other truthers, the ones that at least will behave in an honorable and sensible manner, who are cool, who are willing to lay down their lives in order to save their people and their country and the truth. That's an honorable thing. Not an awful lot you can argue about with somebody like that, is there? It's like, Pete, bro, are you ever planning to don a black ski mask and an M4 carbine and bust into my house at 4 o'clock in the morning to arrest me and take me to a FEMA camp? No. Well, we ain't got much to argue about then.
Yep. A little too late at that point. So, but no, I love what you guys are doing, both of you, Peter. Like, you have another other host on the show. It gets other perspectives from around the world, and it's unfortunate, but it's also relieving to know that it's not just us, it's everywhere. So yeah, it can be fixed as long as we all realize that. Got to get people to realize it.
Yeah, with the right attitude.
Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny that it's actually a sense of relief to realize that you're not the only one who's totally screwed?
and that people are trying to fix it, and just got to get everybody in on it. It's the only way to do it.
Yeah, man. It does make me feel very comfortable. Man, we're all screwed. Isn't that nice?
We are. Hey, thanks, Anonymous, for calling in, man. Thanks a lot for your loyalty to the show.
Oh, absolutely, bro. Thank you guys for your time. We really appreciate it.
All right, man. Thank you. Hey, Vinny, let me ask you something. What is the temperature of New Zealand with respect to revolution? We're sitting on a powder keg here in the U.S.
People's houses are being demolished and taken away on trucks through corruption. The unemployment's skyrocketing. Protests are happening all the time. The politicians are all entirely corrupt. The water's fluoridated. We're getting chemtrailed on a daily basis. The jobs are being exfiltrated out of the country. The media is completely complicit. And also all the people are incredibly dumbed down, and some of the children in a lot of the suburbs of major cities have never seen a knife and fork before. They think food comes out of a packet. So I think we're going to do fine.
We are going to do fine. We are absolutely going to do fine, especially with good people like yourself trying to make a contribution. Vinny, listen, let me ask you something. Do you know who, and this is the perfect day for me to ask you this question, because today is the anniversary of the death of a man who I consider to be one of the most powerful voices in alternative media. His name was Bill Cooper. Are you aware of what Bill Cooper did while he was here on the planet?
Oh, yes. Well familiar.
What's your opinion of what Bill Cooper did, and what do you think he'd be saying in this day and age?
What he did was the right thing, and he'd be saying the same thing today as he was yesterday, because that's what a man who with consistency does.
There you go. I absolutely agree with that. I mean, I honor him, you know, every single day. I open up the show with his voice. I've studied as much of his stuff while he was here. He educated a lot of people. He did a great job. And, it's very sad on this November 5th. This is the anniversary of his death, but, I consider
not only his death, but also a man named Guy Fawkes, who tried to blow up the British Parliament once upon a time. It's what Viva Vendetta was really based about. And then Guy Fawkes, I don't think you guys in America celebrate that much, but here everybody lets off fireworks in the night. You know, I was over at my friend's place last night, and you can see virtually the whole city laid out before you, just this greens and blues and yellows and white phosphorus just spraying all over the place. It was beautiful. It was like Gaza.
A Guy Fawkes in the U.K. Just like Gaza. Listen to you. Hey, you know, speaking of Gaza, let me ask you what your philosophy is on the wars that the United States seems to be propagating around the globe, and in the Middle East, Gaza, and the Israeli-Palestinian thing is a hotbed itself. But what's your opinion on war?
Well, makes you an awful lot of money if you're financing both sides, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're rich enough to finance both sides, war's a good thing. Unfortunately, me and 99.99999% of the rest of the population ain't, so war's obviously not a very good thing.
No, obviously not.
Yeah.
Obviously not. What is the opinion of New Zealanders towards the United States being the, I guess, the leader of exported military-industrial war around the globe?
Well, we love Americans, which is why we're currently allegedly dredging Auckland Harbour to widen it and make it deeper so that larger ships can come in. We're currently able to take giant cruise liners in our harbour, and they want to bring in something bigger. And I'm wondering, What the hell is bigger than a cruise liner? An aircraft carrier.
There you go.
And who has interests in the Pacific Theater? The United States.
Mm-hmm.
What happened just before the Christchurch earthquake? Well, 9 U.S. congresspeople and the head of FEMA were down here having a meeting with John F. N. Key in Christchurch. And then those 9 U.S. congressmen jumped on a plane and left without the FEMA executive. And then 2 hours later, boom, up goes Christchurch in a puff of dust and ash.
Mm.
And you think to yourself, man, isn't it lucky that we had 1,000 New Zealand troops stationed in the port with emergency supplies that day?
Isn't stereotypical that false flag.
And Benjamin Fulford, I mean, say what you will, guy gets a shockingly large amount of hits every time I have him on the show, but he told me that New Zealand, the reason why those congressmen were here, and we've never had explained in the media why they were here. He says the reason why they were here is to negotiate the resettlement of 1 million US refugees into the South Island of New Zealand. Sure or not? And John Key refused, and then wham, earthquake weapon. Now, in terms of evidence that HAARP was used there, there is a HAARP facility called Birdlings Flat, not 15 kilometres, it's like less about 10 miles away from the city centre. There was reports of sonic booms, about 40 different reports came into mainstream media outlets of sonic booms on the day of the quake. There were things that looked like meteors coming down through the sky that weren't meteors and they didn't hit anything. It's like the sky was on fire. There were these rainbow clouds. There was just all sorts of really strange, funky things going on, man. And it all seems to point to a HAARP attack. So that's where the New World Order is really thinking of settling down, man. It really is popping its roots down very thickly. And what was really interesting about the Christchurch quake is that we caught John Key, well, one of my good friends, Pat McNair, down in Health Freedom New Zealand. He has sent me a recording of this meeting she went to with John Key. And he said, so, if there's a man-made, if there's a natural disaster, and then her ears pricked up and was like, whoa, 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 did he just mix up man-made for natural disaster? Just keep listening. And so, you know, whenever there's a man-made attack, natural disaster, he said it again. Right? What's on his mind? If the prime minister of a country mucks up natural disaster twice in one speech, accidentally calling it a man-made disaster, is there something going on back in there? What's he really thinking about? Was that a Freudian slip? Don't know. But my goodness, we're all living in a new world order now, Pete. Aren't we? There really ain't no difference between you and me. We're fighting the same tyranny. We live in the same country. The country controlled by Scumbaggery Incorporated, otherwise known as the New World Order. We're all its slaves. And the thing is, even when you're in prison, even when you're in a slave camp or whatever, it's your friends that get you through at the end of the day. Either that or faith. You know, you take a look at POWs in Vietnam, and invariably, those who were atheists died in the prison camps. Those who had a strong belief in God, same prison camp, survive. It's because when you're locked away in that room and you don't believe in God or don't believe in humanity or don't believe in rescue, your body ceases to function, seems to stop wanting to survive. And I see that very similar now is I'm having faith in other humans. Now, people like yourself, you know, decent human beings. And it's making this prison camp a lot brighter and a lot easier to survive day by day. And as truth is, we normally withdraw and we get angry at how everybody else is a slave or scum or working for the New World Order or giving us disinformation or something like this, instead of realizing the simple and obvious truth is that we're all actually under the same jackboot, and very few of us are actually really trying to destroy society. So instead of having all this distrust of other people, I say collaborate and experiment. If somebody turns out to be some description of douchebag, then you just never have to talk with them or collaborate with them again. Simple as that. Do you gain discernment? You start to learn through the years what organizations to look out for on people's resumes, what known associates might be in concocting and engaging in scumbaggery, and you avoid them. Just try and be happy and try and be friends with people, because you've got more than enough to argue about. So if we come together on the points that we agree, that'll be good. Because the points that we disagree about, we could argue them ad infinitum until such a time as some scumbag busts in a door and frickin' exterminates you.
That's right. Vince, don't go away in this final segment when I bring you back. Final words, and I also want you to talk about where alternative media is going, where you think it should go. We'll be right back, right after this message.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Connect with your friends at the Pete Santilli Show.
And now, broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at Pima Region 9, is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Vinny Eastwood, thank you so much for all of your time today. I want to take these remaining moments of our show. I want to talk to you. You did a show on, I think, November 3rd. I was looking at your website. But you were talking about the state of alternative media. You know, the world is a crazy place. We're trying to make a contribution to, like you said, not Not to, well, you know, we're not wanting to awaken them, but to show them the lighter side of genocide, per se. But tell me what your opinion is about the state of alternative media. Because not only is the world crazy, I think alternative media is a crazy place as well.
Look at it this way. In 5 years, there has only been one mainstream media reporter who has tried to interview me. He just interviewed me the other weekend. Comes out with an article about me. A positive article, in a lot of ways. And it gets like 8 likes on Facebook. Okay, that's his mainstream media audience. I post that article on my Facebook and it gets 8 likes, 5 comments, and 3 shares in a matter of hours. I'm thinking to myself, am I more popular than mainstream media? is that a revelation or what? That people really do, actually, the majority of people. Let's take that as an accusation or a theory, if you will. What if, Pete, the majority of people who are actually watching media or politics with any grasp and actually any passion are actually already listening to us, and we don't realize just how many of us there truly are out there, right? It's like you go into a political rally and you shout out the guy's a scumbag, and you thought you'd be the only person in there, and you went in there to, you know, just tell the truth regardless of whoever come on to me. I'm just going to shout out and call this guy a scumbag. Then all of a sudden, the whole crowd cheers for you. Yeah. And you're going, oh my God, I thought I was totally alone and surrounded by my enemies. But the fact of the matter is my enemy is totally alone and I'm surrounded by my allies. Isn't that a powerful realization? That's where the alternative media is going. Don't you get it, folks? We already are the media. We've already replaced these people. They don't even have the audience. They pay Google to give them higher rankings.
That's absolutely right.
Think about this. How many alternative media outlets are there? Like millions. How many mainstream media outlets are there? You know, 1,000-ish. And we're sharing a vast, more larger audience amongst us than they are individually as any particular media broadcast. You know, so it's like you come up to the realization we've already won. We're just going through the motions here. Once you get that mentality that I'm already the most popular talk radio show host in New Zealand's history, I've already had more New Zealand activists and produced more content per day than any mainstream or alternative media organization in New Zealand's history. And I did that on the smell of a whiff of an oily rag, virtually no money, no support from mainstream media, no support from officialdom, no business sponsorship, nothing. One man with the passion and the willingness to simply deny scumbaggery its aforementioned desire to control us all. That's where alternative media is going.
Vinny Eastwood, you are awesome. I look forward to working with you in alternative media. Combine forces, work together however we can to do whatever we can in these chaotic times. You're an inspiration. You've got a great positive attitude, and thank you for your contribution to the show. Have